changes all the time as we learn to live with COVID-19 in this province. This week, it was choirs and bands that received some good news. There are new rules in the province that will allow them to come together again. Way back in May, we talked to a couple of choir directors about the impact of the pandemic on singing, and our choir directors have had a chance now to look at the new rules, and they're back with us this morning with their thoughts on how things might work. Wendy Woodland is a singer and voice coach based in Corner Brook, who's also an artistic staff member with the Atlantic Boy Choir and Atlantic Girl Choir. She joins me now. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Bernice.
And Valerie Long is originally from Gander and is the director of three choirs in the St. John's area, including Les Mis Women's Choir and Holy Heart of Mary Alumni Choir. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning, Bernice. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning, Valerie.
So, Valerie, let's start with you this morning. First of all, what has life been like in all of these months since we last talked without a choir in your life?
Well, it's, I don't want to use the word depressing because it's such a laden word, but it's been very difficult, and because my whole life was just completely and totally upended, and missing singing and missing my friends and the camaraderie and planning and organizing and having things to use your brain on. I've just been missing all of that, and it's been a major void in my life and so many other people's as well, and just trying to put one foot in front of the other and carrying on as everybody else in the world is doing and trying to make sense of it all. So it's been meaty tough.
Wendy, what did you miss the most?
What did I miss the most? My goodness, there's something innate that happens within you when you sing, and especially for others. I mean, people sing, but when you're singing with a group of people or for an audience, what the personal reward that you get yourself just because of that act of artistry, that was the biggest void, just not to be able to have that experience.
Valerie, I know you've had a chance now to look at these new rules announced this week. What's your first impression when you look through them?
My first impression was, ooh, that's a lot of pages to print.
There's a lot there.
Which it's a good thing. It tells me that the public health guidance that they've come up with provincially, that a lot of time and effort has been put into it. And I think that they've really risen to the occasion, and they're following all the international research that's out there. And yesterday when all of this started breaking, it was kind of like, oh my goodness, I just didn't see it coming. I didn't know that they were working on this. And so I was totally a buoyed. And then, you know, when you sit down with the rules and the regulations, it's understandable that they've come up with all of these guidelines, and it sounds, it's a very sound document, if I can use that term, and it's just given us all hope, and it's kind of just raised our spirits a lot to see that at least something like this is now in place, and so I'm very excited about it.
Wendy, the rules say that singers must be masked. What does that do to a choral performance?
Well, yeah, Valerie's laughing on the other end. You know, it's going to be a challenge, but as Valerie said, the fact that, you know, this document has come out, it is going to certainly be a challenge to institute everything that's recommended here, the distancing, the masks, the, you know, the way people face, the number of spectators. It's all going to be a challenge. Singing with a mask, I haven't even actually tried it myself. Valerie, I have no idea if you've done that, but I know what I'm getting used to wearing it and talking with it on. So I would imagine it's like so many other things. Things have become new normal and part of our life. Originally, it was, you know, making sure you had a mask. Now, taking your mask is no different than taking your phone. It's just something that you have. It's part of what you do when you go into a physical space outside of your own home. So I guess we'll just get used to it.
Valerie, what do you think of singing with a mask on?
I apologize, but that's why I laughed when the question came, because Wendy, you and I talked about this last May, and we both kind of said, that's not possible. And
right.
Because, of course, that's where we were. Pardon me?
diction,
that's
diction,
where we
diction,
were
yeah.
at that point. And so it's very interesting because the last couple of months or even month, I've been doing the research on there's different sites that you can go to where Broadway singers have developed a specific mask for singing. I've been looking at there's a specific mask developed for runners who need to wear one and how much how breathable they are and stuff. So we're all looking into what kind of a mask can we use to mitigate the situation and to make it feasible for us to be able to sing. And as Wendy said, I mean, this is it now. We don't have the option. We have the option of singing, but now we are going to have to be wearing those masks. And I think that people understand the reason for it and that it provides us the opportunity to do this and to be safe.
Wendy, what do you think of the idea of singing more quietly, which is another one of the suggestions?
Well, I get that. That can certainly work. Just as the masks are being developed and are going to be working for us as singers, learning to sing with not quite so much volume, that's okay. At least we're doing it. You know, we can still make music. We can still do things. It doesn't have to be, you know, loud. We don't have to be forte all the time. We can sing, you know, mezzo piano, which is medium soft. I mean, make a lot of calming, beautiful, serene music instead of loud, brassy stuff. How about that?
There's also a lot of requirements for ventilation, which might not be possible maybe in the place where you currently or, you know, traditionally have met. How could that affect even finding a place to hold choirs?
It's interesting that that's one of the things that I immediately went to yesterday, not just for myself, but for thinking of the schools and people who are rehearsing in schools, and we know that the ventilation, and they're not allowing outside groups in, but even the school choirs, that's going to be a real challenge. People are going to probably be looking for alternative spaces with the high ceilings and the proper ventilation. And I think that that's going to, you know, create a challenge for everybody. But at least it's a beginning, and at least it's something that we can all start looking at.
I only have about a minute left. I want to ask something following up on something you said, Valerie, that you didn't know they were working on this. Can you briefly tell me what your thoughts are on the fact that perhaps you weren't consulted as perhaps you might have been?
Oh, no, I'm fine with that. Hey, listen, okay. I got enough going on my plate. I don't need to be on another committee. No, I'm only kidding. But I thought that it was great that this was being done behind the scenes and that they clearly have consulted experts and they've done the research that's been out there internationally. And I'm great with it. I it was just like a little gift was dropped into my lap yesterday. And it felt like Christmas. That's how I felt yesterday.
Well, we're out of time. I have to leave it there. Thank you, Wendy, and thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, and great to hear from you, Wendy.
Thank you very much.
That's Wendy Woodland. She's a singer and voice coach based in Corner Brook, who's also an artistic staff member with the Atlantic Boy Choir and Atlantic Girl Choir. Valerie Long is originally from Gander and is the director of three choirs in the St. John's area, including Les Mis Women's Choir and Holy Heart of Mary Alumni Choir. That's the on-demand version of CBC Newfoundland Morning for Friday, September 11. Thanks for listening.